This show is sponsored by D-Drops. When I was exclusively breastfeeding my daughters, my doctor told me that our milk doesn't actually provide enough vitamin D, which is vital to our health, especially our babies. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends breastfed and partially breastfed infants to receive a vitamin D supplement of 400 IU per day from birth onwards. Baby D-Drops are designed specifically for breastfed babies. They're organic and contain only two simple ingredients: fractionated coconut oil and pure vitamin D3, and it does not contain any preservatives, artificial flavors, or colors. You can just drop some on your baby's bottle, a pacifier, a clean finger, and give to your baby. You can find D-Drops easily at your local Walmart, Target, or even Amazon. If shopping on Amazon US or Canada, you can use my code BLOOMFIELD10 for 10% off your order. That's code BLOOMFIELD10 for 10% off your Amazon order. Try D-Drops today. Now let's get back to the show. Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. This is Cozy Little Convos. I'm your host Alice, here to chat all things baby toddler sleep tips that don't stress you out, with a sprinkle of parenthood mum life talk in here as well. Whether you're expecting a baby, you're a first time mum, you're a seasoned parent needing a safe space to learn all about sleep, you're in the right place. Getting better sleep is not one size fits all, and I'm here to help you feel confident and supported in your baby sleep journey. So let's get on with the show. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here and I'm so excited to introduce you to, dun dun dun, Cozy Little Combos. I have wanted to start a podcast now for so long, and quite honestly, I've just not had enough time to get into it, but here we are, finally. This podcast is somewhere where I want to be able to chat about baby and toddler sleep, of course, but I also wanted to be able to touch on other topics, motherhood, postpartum, that kind of thing, and I hope we can have a few laughs in here as well. I don't really see myself as a super serious person, so I want it to be educational and helpful, of course, but also lighthearted. I'm going to start each podcast with a little chat, I'm going to call it, just sharing a little update about me, about my life. It'll only be a minute or two max, but I just wanted to share a little bit more about the Alice behind Cozy Baby Sleep and not just be like a baby sleep robot. So here it is today. I got a walking pad for working at home and it's been fab. I was definitely influenced by the internet, but sometimes I just don't have time to get to the gym or to do a workout or to go on a walk, especially in Arizona where it gets so hot sometimes that we can't even go outside for longer than 5 minutes. And if you have toddlers, you know that going for a walk with toddlers means you're just dawdling while they pick up rocks. So anyway, the days where I'm sitting and I'm working or I'm just looking after the girls, I just feel a bit meh by the end of it, and I just wanted to try and get a little bit more active. I also have early stage rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune disease that affects your joints. And I was told motion is lotion. So I'm going to lotion it up with motion to stop my 75-year-old joints from keeping me lazy. Okay, with all that said, let me just quickly introduce myself. If you're new, my name is Alice and I am a mum of two girls, Lily and Isabel. I'm from England, but I live in Phoenix, Arizona. I married an American named Matthew. He's great and we'll have him on the podcast too sometime. I'm a certified sleep consultant for newborns, infants, and toddlers with several certifications recognized by the Association of Professional Sleep Consultants and the International Institute for Complementary Therapists. I've completed additional trainings in pediatric parasomnias, obstructive sleep apnea in children, separation anxiety, reflux, infant massage, positive parenting, melatonin and child sleep, and most recently, attachment and sleep. I'm a member of the International Association of Child Sleep Consultants and a member of the Association of Professional Sleep Consultants. And honestly, it is my goal in life to provide parents with genuine support and helpful guidance when it comes to baby sleep. So none of this stressful, you need to be doing exactly this or you suck and you'll never get good sleep. A genuinely flexible, comforting, warm support through this inevitably challenging time. Challenging and wonderful, but challenging all the same. So that's what you're going to get from me here. Realistic, practical sleep tips and steps to encourage better sleep. Not perfect sleep, because that's impossible and stressful, but better sleep because you deserve it. In my opinion, nobody deserves to be woken up every 45 minutes all night long for several years. That's horrible. Or every 3 hours, or every 2 hours, or every hour, or whatever it is that you're experiencing. We just don't need to have that long term. And that's what brought me to doing this. So just so you have a bit of background about me, I want to briefly tell you my own baby sleep story, how I got here, why I'm so passionate about this, why I really get it, and that I've really been through this. I've been there. I've been where you are. I've been so desperate. but I didn't know where to go next. I get it. It's really hard and I hear you. So in March 2020, I had my first daughter, Lily, immediately as COVID hit, like literally within days. I actually remember being in the hospital. The nurses were talking about COVID when I was in labor and I was like, okay, can you just stop? I'm pushing a human out. Can you not right now, please? I was lucky enough to be able to have my husband in the delivery room. So I just missed the cutoff for that with both my girls. I was able to have him in the delivery room with both girls because it was right before they started doing that. And then I had my second right after they sort of stopped doing that, which is crazy. But yeah, that was my experience and it was rough. So Lily was born. A few weeks later, she was diagnosed with silent reflux, which if you would like me to do an episode on that, let me know because I do not have time to go into a deep dive on that topic today. But I do have blogs on both reflux and colic, which I'll make sure to link in the show notes for you. And although, so there were moments where she was smiley and happy and she was obviously like a wonderful baby, but it just seemed like she was constantly disgruntled. She was always uncomfortable and she woke up, no joke, every 45 minutes. She just wouldn't, in the end, she wouldn't even let me put her down at all. And my husband and I would take shifts holding her. He would hold her for the first half of the night. I would hold her for the second half of the night. And I wasn't really even sleeping on the second half of the night because I was stressed or I was pumping. Or everything was just like so confusing, but she would be in bed with me or with my husband sometimes. I tried all the things. I did a bunch of unsafe sleep practices in desperation. I was miserable. I was exhausted, overwhelmed, lost, depressed, all of that. I wanted to be a mum my whole life. And when I tell you, I was devastated at how much I was hating it at that point is beyond that. Like I was so devastated. I could not believe that what I thought was my entire life's destiny to be a mother was making me depressed. And I didn't like it. Anticlimax in all possible ways. I was like, all of these years, I've been waiting 30 years for this moment. And I felt like I was doing everything wrong. I thought I was supposed to know all of this stuff instinctively, and I just didn't. And that felt rubbish, like I was failing. And it was honestly the hardest time in my life. So after weeks and weeks of exhaustion and zero improvement, I just decided this cannot be a phase. This can't be my life. I can't do this anymore. I want to be better for her. I want my baby to sleep. I wanted to help her get the sleep she needed and that we both deserved so that I could be a better mum and I could enjoy this journey as much as I so desperately wanted to. So I started to study baby sleep patterns and techniques. I read book after book. I literally got so many books from the library. I bought a bunch of books as well. I enrolled in sleep classes about baby sleep and it changed my life. I honestly became quite obsessed. And the rest is really history in terms of that. Obviously, I'm very passionate about it and I found a deep interest in infant sleep. It wasn't perfect, but slowly we started to see the light when it came to Lily's sleep. And we worked on it on and off for a few years. Now we had months and months of amazing sleep. And some weeks of regression. And that's why I say we worked on it for a few years. Not that it took a few years to get her to sleep. It didn't. We had nights of amazing sleep within, you know, a couple of days of implementing some tips. When I say that we were working on it for a few years, it's just because it's gone back and forth. And that's kind of what to expect with baby sleep. There will be some back and forth. It will not be linear. It will not be perfect. But wow, implementing everything that I learned changed the way I felt as a mother. It helped me bond with her. It helped my husband bond with her. It helped her sleep, obviously, and her reflux therefore improved a little bit. And even though she had colic and she had still had her crying time in the evening, her witching hour, she 100% cried less than she did before. And it definitely was much more managed and controlled. Whereas before it felt like so out of, I had no idea what was going on or how to help her. And that's my story in a nutshell, like a very short version of it. And I just wanted to share that with you so you know that I get it. And I've been there crying on the balcony of your apartment. I've been there not knowing what the heck to do, wanting to scream. I've been there. It feels very dark sometimes. And I understand that you might have come to my page. You might have come to this podcast because you found me when you're Googling or scrolling your phone in the middle of the night. And I just want you to know that I hear that and I resonate with that and I take that seriously. So Lily was barely 2 years old when I gave birth to her sister Isabel, and we had to do it all over again. And my experience second time round was a lot better because of everything that I know. At that point, I'd been a sleep consultant for a while, so I knew my stuff, but it was still rough. You know, if you have a newborn or if you're just genuinely curious about how that whole thing went, I have two Instagram highlights called Newborn Life 1 and Newborn Life 2, where I basically documented our whole sleep journey with two under two. It was brutal at times, but there was a lot of wins thrown in there as well. But I'm happy to say that the last 6 months, as my youngest is closing in on age two, it has been amazing and so good. It's just incredible what consistent sleep can do for your mind, your heart, your relationship, your soul. I can preach about that all day long. But that is enough about me today. I would love to hear your story. Send me a DM over at Cozy Baby Sleep on Instagram. I will link that in the show notes as well. I always do my best to answer DMs and to get to know you guys. I love to connect. Thank you so much for listening to this first episode. I can't wait to share more of what's to come, and I'll see you in the next episode. Sweet dreaming, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into Cozy Little Convos. If you liked it, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. It helps me so much in continuing to create helpful content for you. So thank you in advance for all of your support. If you haven't already, go ahead and join us over on Instagram at Cozy Baby Sleep. Give us a follow. I'm always posting really helpful, in-detail sleep tips over on my stories. And it's a good time, so join us. In the meantime, if you are struggling with sleep, just know that you're not alone. There's like thousands and millions of us out there that have been struggling as well, or that have been through it before. I'm here to help you, and everything's going to be all right, okay? I'll be back next time for more, and I'll see you then. Bye.